American people need to know we live in a dangerous world.
Hmm.
But our government will do everything we can to protect our people from those dangers.
How about the political tactic of stoking fear in a specific, impractical, BS, vague, unaccountable way that's only designed to stoke your own image as a daddy figure who can inexplicably keep us safe?
It is a mistake to believe there is no threat to the United States of America.
How about making a straw man argument about the other side in the debate? Who actually believes that there's no threat to the United States of America? Is there anybody left in the country who actually thinks that, or is that just a really convenient way to characterize the other side of an argument you're not willing to have in honest terms?
This country is safer than it was prior to 9/11. We've taken a lot of measures to protect the American people.
How about lying as a political tactic? I want to talk about the terror attacks that were unveiled yesterday, that we learned about with those arrests in Britain, in practical terms. There's a couple different ways to talk about something scary in the world. You can talk about how afraid you fear, how afraid you feel, and how angry you are at the people who have made you feel afraid. You can also talk about how to protect yourself, about actual safety. What exactly has the Bush administration done since 9/11 to keep Americans safe in a world that hates us more than ever? Have they done anything to keep the liquid explosives off planes that they knew Al-Qaeda was plotting to use against us for the last, 12 years? Not before yesterday, they didn't. How about taking steps to regulate the chemicals that can make liquid explosives? Don't necessarily need to regulate acetone, which is one of the two ingredients they expected to be used in these liquid explosives yesterday. But the other ingredient, concentrated hydrogen peroxide, you can only get that from chemical supply warehouses. Why not regulate that, or at least make people show some ID when they buy it? That ever occurred to anybody since they've known about that threat for 12 years? How about regulating safety at chemical plants that could be the target of attacks? How about securing container ships? How about screening cargo? How about just using radiation detectors on all the cargo that comes in? They do that at some other ports in the world. We don't do that in the United States. How about screening cargo on commercial airplanes at all? How about actively patrolling the ports like they do in a lot of countries, but we don't do here? How about locking up loose nuclear material around the world, which we've done less of since 9/11 than we did before 9/11? How about catching Osama bin Laden or Mullah Muhammad Omar or Ayman Zawahiri and putting them to work in some popsicle stick art in a prison cell somewhere? How about we work on that? How about we do that instead of disbanding the CIA's bin Laden office? How about we do that instead of diverting the troops from Afghanistan who were looking for those guys and sending them to go fight a get-rich-quick scheme in Iraq instead? How about doing anything in the world to harden ourselves as a target against terrorists? How about building up our military readiness instead of destroying it? How about making our National Guard troops that attend to the states from which they are brought up? How about letting our National Guard troops actually work on readiness, homeland security, and infrastructure issues in their states instead of sending them all to Iraq? How about doing something other than Karen Hughes' Muslim Land speaking tour to try to do something about the fact that a worldwide army of young Muslim men is radicalized against us and willing to die trying to hurt us, now more than ever? How about recognizing that nothing that has been done since 9/11 in this country has made us more safe as Americans? And everything that has been done in foreign policy by this Bush administration since 9/11 has made the world a more dangerous place for the citizens of this country. That significant terror attacks around the globe have dramatically risen since 9/11. That the name Osama is increasingly popular for Muslim newborn boys around the world. That bin Ladenism and the threat that it poses has been made worse while we've decided to substitute sending F-16s over unrelated countries, decided to substitute that for any substantive effort to make Americans actually be any safer. How about the American people no longer being willing to settle for fear? This threat is not going away. No matter what George Bush says about people who disagree with him about keeping Americans safe, nobody in this country thinks we are not at threat. This threat is not going away, and impotent fear and this get-rich-quick scheme gone bad that is the war in Iraq are not going to make us safe. It's time to kick this government out of office and actually start working toward reducing the threat to Americans posed by militant Islamic terrorism, toward actually making ourselves more safe. Who will make that possible? If the Democratic Party can't step up and do it, the people are going to have to do something, because this government that we've got right now cannot do it. They've shown us that for 5 years.